Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Late night work for you last night and paid off as the Commodores beat Missouri. And, you know, we were talking about it earlier. That's a win that, when March rolls around, looks pretty good on your resume.
Yeah, Vanderbilt's got a couple of those already. I think the one at St. Mary's is certainly going to fall into that category. Obviously, Arizona. And then this one, Missouri is a team that is picked in the middle of the pack in the Big 12. Of course, they went to the Elite Eight a year ago. They've got a lot of talent. They're very aggressive. They make you play in a style that makes you uncomfortable. And you could see that in the numbers where Vanderbilt turned it over 24 times in the game, which is by far the most this season. But for the most part, good play by A.J. Ogilvie inside with 25. Jeffrey Taylor with another double-double. John Jenkins hit some key free throws down the stretch. I thought that was a really key element of this game, too, was when the game was down to 1, 2, 3 points in the last couple of minutes, a freshman walks up to the line, knocks down 4 free throws, and helps secure the victory. So maybe a little confidence boost as if he needed one. He's a very confident player, but always nice to deliver in that kind of situation.
And, Joe, I liked the steal that Jenkins made in the second half, went coast to coast.
Yep.
We're seeing other elements of his game. Yeah, I think a lot of people have the image of Jenkins as just a shooter.
Yeah.
Well, he's showing us a little bit more.
There's no question about that. He's got good hustle, you know, from inline to inline. He had a great steal and dunk there, as you mentioned, in the second half. And again, the free throws was very important. So there are a lot of elements to his game. He's not just looking for the three-point shot, and I think he'll continue to develop with that.
We talked about Andre Walker yesterday and some of the things that he does, and he scored 6 points, but really filled up the stat sheet in a lot of other places, and it was a huge factor in the win.
He was our player of the game last night, as a matter of fact. He had 6 points, as you said, but a career-high 12 rebounds. He had 4 assists. He had a career-high 3 block shots, 2 steals in 25 minutes, and he's just such a great element, especially against a team like a Missouri that's going to press you all over the court. The ability Andre has to bring the ball down off the basket and then just take off with it instead of having to find an outlet for a guard, just a big, big plus in a game like last night.
How do you see the aggressiveness of Jenkins? Do you think, as you've seen him come along, do you see him kind of just feeling better each and every game, being more aggressive? I know he took the ball to the hoop last night a lot. Sometimes he's getting trapped into the corner.
Yeah.
You think how do you feel like he's coming along?
I think he's coming along pretty good, Frank. You'll see it at times. You know, you can tell in a guy's mind when he's been told going in, okay, now you've got to be aggressive. You've got to go in there. Sometimes they'll kind of run into places where they don't need to go. You know, they'll take themselves into a double-team situation or into a trap. And you see that now and then. But for the most part, I really think he's picking up some of the nuances of the game at this level. There's such a challenge in the Vanderbilt defense in terms of if you're playing man-to-man, how you switch off ball screens all the time, and you see those guys on the perimeter passing guys off to each other on a regular basis. It's not just lock down on one guy and stay with him all the time, and I think he's really beginning to pick all that up.
But Joe, if Dr. Phil were here analyzing the Vanderbilt game, Kevin, he'd tell you that Vanderbilt has to take care of the ball better. 24 turnovers on most nights, I know from Kevin Stallings' perspective, is unacceptable.
Well, I think Kevin would tell you, and I think he even said after the game, if you told him they were going to turn the ball over 24 times, he would think it was a loss.
Yeah.
But the other side of that is 47 rebounds to 26.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a team like that, both teams score in the 80s, and you hold the opponent to 26 rebounds and only 9 offensive boards, I think that's pretty good. You know, Missouri had 17 defensive rebounds. Vanderbilt had 15 offensive rebounds. So basically, it was 50-50 on misses on the Vanderbilt end, and that's usually going to win a game for you.
Your 24 turnovers is a lot, but you know going in that you're going to have to live with a few more playing against a team that plays the kind of defense that Missouri does, or they bring it all over the floor.
Probably so, but I think when they go back and look at the tape, and I would imagine Kevin has already looked at the tape, that's usually the process after the game. He's already seen it. I think he would tell you that, yes, Missouri causes some of those, but some of these were sort of unforced errors.
Yeah.
You know, where Vanderbilt got a little too quick for themselves or tried to push it too much or whatever and made some poor decisions and turned the ball over. So, but the good thing is they did not get their head down defensively. I thought really this is the second game in a row, Arizona and this one, where there was really no intensity letdown in the game. Missouri made their run there in that last couple of minutes when Vanderbilt had a 14-point lead and it evaporated down to 1. But that was not because of a lack of hustle or a lack of intensity.
Taylor made some key plays there at the end on defense. And I'll tell you what, too, Joe, I really liked A.J. Ogilvie's aggressiveness, especially when they were collapsing on him or double teaming him. I'm pretty sure that's what Kevin and his staff want to see more of as the schedule proceeds.
And you know what I liked is really strong with the basketball, yeah. You know, in a crowd, you know, guys double teaming and triple teaming, and AJ hanging on to it, ripping the ball out of traffic, and then either scoring with it or delivering it to somebody else for an easy basket. When you're going to play a team that's going to be physical and get after you like that, you've got to be strong with the basketball, good crisp passes, and two hands on it in traffic, and AJ did a really good job of that.
Wrap it up by saying the Vanderbilt's women also won last night, a road victory at Wright State, 63-46. Meredith Marsh had 21 points.
Meredith's on a roll. You know, she's a player of the week from this past week and 21 to start this week off.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot.
Okay, guys, see you later.